And there's Bob. All right, this is the Monday, June 19th, 2023 Planning Board, Cornish Planning Board Workshop Meeting. Present tonight, E. Berkshire.
What's that?
Ryan Lane, Adam Craig, Bob Floyd,
Angel
Eastman. I get it, I'm just a little slow. And I forget mine, yeah. Welcome, Adam. Welcome, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Here we are, you know? Away we go. Okay, so. Now with the call to order. Adjustments, additions to the agenda. You guys gonna show?
No.
All right. Okay, so Devin Libby won't be here.
Devin's this close.
Okay, well.
We're missing a piece of the puzzle.
It's, you know, on his time schedule, so no big deal. Okay, let me see. Old business. Well, I skipped by communications received center. There's a whole bunch of stuff going to Board of Appeal and that kind of stuff that really, it's good you are aware, but it doesn't have much to do with us. The manual says what the rule is. The Board of Appeals can circumvent that rule if they choose to, but we got to stick by the rules. So it was a reasonable meeting. Everybody, you know, got to say their piece, and there's still some work to be done on the application. The Board of Appeals is going to meet again next week, next Monday, at 5 o'clock. If you want to show, great, but it's not required. We really don't have much to do with it other than see how it goes. Okay, so that takes care of that. Bob Floyd and Adam Craig, we're going to do one last review of historic preservation guidelines and see if we can fit those into either our guidelines or make mention or just blow right by it, whatever.
So I was talking to Lynn about it. She thinks we should not add anything to it.
Okay.
The national rules are way more strict, and so we don't even want to be.
Well, I'm thinking if you appointed people at the national guidelines,
they could look at things themselves.
And
we can do that.
And then they could, like.
Oh, these guys aren't so bad.
Aren't so bad, are they?
And we can do that. And in that case, I would just put it in one of those first couple paragraphs that says, you know, when we're talking about
You know, I'd be okay with just a passing reference if you have
that's
any questions.
That's what we can do. Okay. We'll either add another paragraph at the beginning that just says that, or we'll add it to one of, not the second one, but one of the other ones that just says this is where it is. We can, I don't know about a link, but we can say where to find it if you're.
Yeah, if you're interested or need more discussion on it, or, you know, one of those kind of.
For further information.
Yeah, one of those wiggle word. Thing kind of
so
deal.
Further
okay.
Information.
All right, well, we're looking to you to find the place and come up with the words.
All right, and we have the current version on my computer, so we'll
cool. Excellent.
Update it.
Perfect. But it doesn't have to be in depth.
No,
references is good enough for me. Did you find anything relevant to SACO?
No, that sounds good to me. Just at least reference at some point.
Well, do you think we should reference another town, or should we just leave it at the national level? And
just the national level. Because
every town's going to have a different take on the thing.
So I would just reference it, and, you know, for further information,
here's a starting point.
The national historic preservation guidelines.
If you mentioned your wife there, if between the two of you have any, like, Maine Historical Society references or something, we might want to add those just as possible contacts should whoever's looking at it want to visit.
From Maine or from Portland? Because our house in Portland was on the Portland one.
Yep.
And it actually qualified for the national, but she was not. If you do that, it has to be open to the public, certain, you know, certain amount of days a year and
yeah, and
a lot of stuff. So
and I doubt that. Well, I could be wrong, but not many people will want their house open to the general public on a regular basis. So yeah, passing reference should be good. Once we
there'd be a fee at the door,
a real steep fee if it was my house.
Yeah.
I need a new roof. Come on.
Yeah.
Dig deep here. So just, slap together some words and let's move this thing on. And as far as soccer goes, ignore it. Forget it. Don't even reference it. There's plenty of easily accessible towns and cities that have these kinds of things.
Right, and the thing is, if you were going to reference, you don't really want to reference another town. You can reference the National Preservation, the Maine Historical.
Yeah, or if there's such a thing as a Maine preservation or historical,
that would be the overseers.
Yeah.
But referencing another town, my opinion, that's not a good idea, because if you want to use things, verbiage from the other town, you're creating what the town requirement is.
Yes.
So you would take their verbiage and put it into yours. But if it was, like the umbrella, the Maine National Preservation, or any of the, that's what I would reference. So this way people can look at that and say, whoa, boy, am I glad we got this little guideline.
The simplified... Be reasonable guideline.
All right.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate
all
that.
Right.
Okay. Let me see here. So, the code enforcement officer is trying to get, trying to satisfy Joe Perry, the campground guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's pressing forward. He's doing more work, things like that. So, the code enforcement officer thinks we ought to do a site walk.
But did he present a site plan?
Not yet, but he's
in the process.
He's in touch with Dan.
Yeah, well, we have a package.
Yeah.
But I think the package, you can't get a good idea of what's going on without going over there and walking it. I mean, it's going to be a campground, just to get a feel for it.
Because we've never received any formal application.
That's correct. That's good. The planning board has not received an application to date.
Right.
We've gone through an appeal on the size
right.
of some of the
right.
campsites, but that was okay.
So basically, to do a site walk, that goes hand in hand with a site plan review.
Yeah.
So he would have to present the formal application, which I know he has because I've given to him three times.
Right, and it's part of that package. I just think without doing a walkthrough, you won't really need what else to require from him.
Yeah,
I'd
be happy to go look at it.
My biggest concern is
informal sidewalk kind of thing.
He's got a map and he's starting to lay things out. So, but I mean, for instance, you won't get a feel for the road situation.
That's really why I want everybody to do
you
this is
to
see what the.
Oh, we will. Maybe do it.
It's a dangerous situation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The exit onto Route 25. The state of Maine chopped their sight line requirement from 900 to 600 feet or something like that. It's a dangerous situation. I'm sure that if Mr. Perry wanted to go with what the state said, we'd have to comply. But I would sure like to see some signs or some flashing lights or something to slow people down before they hit that. No one's going to pull a trailer out of a campground at high speed.
Speaking of signs on Route 25... The only people that will allow it, all signs are mandated by the Maine DOT.
Yeah.
So if they want to do a cautionary sign, if Joe Perry wants to say caution, campsite.
Campground, something like that, yeah.
He has to apply to Maine DOT to get their approval because they're the ones that...
Right, they control the road.
They control the road.
Yeah, and access
and
to the road.
And it's a lot harder because I got, as a select board member, I've been looking for like a curve, like the curve signs or whatever, to say there's a curve coming in or a village center. And it's pretty difficult to get their approval.
I don't doubt that at all. But
I'm just
but I think
sharing
that
with
you. I don't doubt that at all. But I'm concerned that people are going way too fast. To if you come up on a trailer pulling out of that campground and you're doing 60 miles an hour, I don't know that you would get stopped. You know, and so it's a safety thing from my perspective. If Joe Perry says, screw you guys, I got my approval from the state, well, that's as far as we can take it. But he has not reacted that way to anything so far. He's been pretty reasonable about everything he's trying to do. So we should have a conversation and see what we can do about getting people to slow down. Maybe dump an auto accident on the side of the road out there or something
really
like that.
If
I mean,
catastrophe.
It's in his best interest, too.
It is. But legally, I don't know that we have...
That's the way they do it, is you have to have a catastrophe or a major incident before you can get it signed.
Well, I'd rather try and head that off.
And I can give you the name of the guy that you got to deal with.
Don't need that right now. Joe Perry needs that name. I don't need that.
Even call him tomorrow.
Even something simple as him paving 50 feet. So people aren't spinning their tires to get out.
Yep. You know? Or trying to go through a pothole to get up
right.
Onto the road.
You know, at least they have traction and then they're they have momentum getting out. Anyways, but I think a sidewalk is extremely important.
Brian, what we're talking about is a campground that is going in right on the town line over by Pendexter Road. Is that the name of the road?
Pendexter Road.
Yeah, right across. It's on the riverside of where Pendexter Road goes. He's going to put in, I forget now, 60 sites or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be on the right-hand side before you get into Parsonfield.
Yeah.
Right on the river.
It's going to be the gun range.
He's been clearing debris out of there for, 2 years now?
It's
something
the
like
dumping
that.
Area.
Tons of debris.
Commercial dumping.
The old town dump was down there.
Mm-hmm. There's some fluorescent campsites.
Yeah, what a clever operation. Put your dump upstream of where you're going to get your water. You know, so. Anybody?
No, that was the existing dump.
I got it. I understand completely.
They closed that down when they, remember the Miss Historian? They ended up closing that down because of the Saco River Corridor Commission came into it.
There you go.
It's a really pretty section of river, though.
Yeah,
it'll be real nice. But
like,
he's doing a ton
of work. Dump down here. So what he's doing is admirable. I mean,
yes, yeah.
So
at the very least, we're getting the bank cleaned up and that kind of stuff. Even if the campground doesn't go in, at least he's cleaning that up. Saco River Corridor Commission has already reviewed the thing, and we went through a Board of Appeal process last year to change the size of some of the lights. Our ordinance required bigger campsites than Saco River Corridor Commission, for example.
And the state.
So we issued him a variance to our ordinance, but he has to comply with Saco River guidelines and state guidelines and that kind of stuff. So it was no big deal on our part, and it only applies to a section of the campsites where he's going to have motorhomes, if I remember correctly. He's going to have tent sites along the river and motorhomes up above.
So I think he's hoping to do a soft opening just with tent sites this fall. So whatever approval you guys would like to give him, or if he can even get close, who knows.
So we need to talk about a date for the sidewalk. He has some timing considerations. Is that
the problem? He just can't. I think 5:30, 6 o'clock is the earliest he can get there.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have enough time to dovetail that into a workshop or a regular business meeting. So it'll have to be some other time if we can come to an agreement on it. Anybody?
And if it's that late, it has to be, obviously.
The only
we still have light.
I wouldn't know what to show you guys, so I would think him with map in hand.
It's not required. I mean, if you can make a sidewalk, by all means do so, because we always get good information in sidewalks. You can see what he's talking about instead of trying to conceptualize it.
What we did in the past was we always try to do the sidewalk before
a business
meeting.
Yeah, but
this is just an informal.
There's no requirement to do that. I looked in the ordinance, and the only place it mentions sidewalks is in the cannabis ordinance. That's the only place it's mentioned?
And you wrote that ordinance.
I didn't write sidewalks in there, trust me.
That's a sight smoke.
Trust me. Anyway, so it can be Saturdays, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I can be there. What's everybody's availability? What do you want to do?
Saturday might be better for him.
Well, it might be. Particularly if the later it goes, the darker it's going to get.
Yep.
A 6:30 sidewalk might be too late to see what we want to see. So maybe a Saturday's the...
Dang, you missed summer solstice, which is the 22nd, longest day.
We're not going to do that. So does anybody have any thoughts, or should we just throw out a date and see if we can make it? What do you think?
Saturday's good for me.
Any Saturday?
Just about, yeah.
Bob, are you golfing this Saturday?
No, Saturday's good.
I know.
No, I don't play much on the weekends, so I...
Oh, yeah.
Too busy.
Yeah, no, July, no Saturday.
Yeah, because I don't have to.
This weekend, yeah, exactly. No. That's how I feel about skiing. That's for
sure. So, when do you... You mean, do you guys thinking this Saturday? Or?
No, I'm not thinking any Saturday at this point. In fact, isn't this like... No, it's next weekend. It's the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Fourth? Mm. Are we that close?
We're that close, Dan.
2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I would vote for this Saturday just to get it done, if everybody's available.
Yes, I'm available.
I can do it.
Get with him and then...
Yep.
I'm retired. It doesn't matter.
No, Jesse wants to be there.
Yeah, find out what his availability is.
Is 9?
It's pretty early.
Yep.
June 24th.
9's early.
It is for me. I'm still in pajamas, but I can make it. I
can
make it.
You can make it with your jammies on.
Yeah, I can make it. Yeah. Sometimes I put pants on, sometimes I don't.
All right. Let's give them time then.
Some things are better left unseen, you know? But sure, you want to shoot for 9 o'clock on the 24th, that's fine with me. I don't care.
How are you in the morning? Are you grumpy?
No, I get up early. I get up dance time, and I'm a pot of coffee into it by 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep.
No?
No, because I'm at the gym from 7 to 8, and then I got to eat breakfast and shower and all that. And
there you go. Okay. So let's talk about time.
We're not requiring you to shower. Just come over.
We're going to be outdoors.
Yeah, I'll be at the gym from 7 to 8:45 probably. Yeah.
If 9 o'clock's too early... Now's the best time to talk it through, you know?
Yeah.
You want to do it at noon? We'll do it at noon. I don't 10 care.
10 o'clock.
10
o'clock.
10. 10.
Well, let's see if he's available.
Yes.
If he's available.
Yes. His schedule is more important than my
schedule.
Just,
if I knew the lay of the land, I would just ask permission to do
Forget
it.
Forget it. Make him do it.
Yep.
Okay. We'll shoot for the 24th and see how it works out. Dan, will you let us know?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Okay. That's that. Any other new business that we should talk about? What's that?
Minutes.
We already approved those with changes last time.
No. These are your new ones.
The new ones.
What do we... Oh, okay. Yeah. They sure look familiar. Okay. So let's talk about the minutes from June the 5th. Ryan, if you don't participate, that's okay this time. This time.
Okay.
So, anybody got any changes to make to the minutes?
Something jumped out at me.
I had no changes to make.
I guess it just depends on how you print it out.
Two.
Yeah, I just say I didn't have a page two, so
there was nothing to it. So.
I did both sides this time.
Oh. So it didn't. When you scanned it, you didn't bother scanning the other side. So that's why I was like, "There's only one page."
Darn! I pushed both sides too. Sorry.
No,
that's okay.
There's nothing on there.
I got it.
You have to scan it separately.
Yeah, you have to scan separately.
Okay.
Oh, Monique told me to push both sides, and I did. So
it doesn't work all the time.
That's okay.
Lesson learned.
That was the only thing. That was it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you get a chance to talk with Jamie about his water test?
No, Friday, Wednesday I'm in here all day.
Okay.
I'll get a letter off to him and the water test.
Okay, he's got to be around here someplace.
Yep.
I mean, it's like summer in Florida now, so. And like I said, he lives on New Settlement Road in Hiram.
Yeah, we'll have it.
Actually, I think if you just look at in his last plan that he submitted, he had his mailing address on it. Okay, Devin Libby's not here. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon's Surrett changed her mind about change. She's not really sure what she's going to do. I stopped in and talked to her yesterday, and she doesn't know if she's going to leave it the way it is, or if she's going to like blow out her store.
Yeah.
Because she's really hurting on floor space, or if she's going to put a residential unit upstairs. But
yeah, but the renter did, I think, re-up.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
I think
so
it's
a month. You know.
Probably. But. So there's nothing happening on it. And related to that, if there hasn't been a decision, it's best not to relay decisions to the applicant.
Yep.
We'll just leave it at that. Don't talk out of school, I guess is the message. Okay, so that takes care of all of my business meeting minute things. Anybody else got any?
No, he can't do Saturday, so
okay.
I just said need options.
Yeah,
so.
Get some options from him, and then we can
try
it that way. All right, anybody got anything else?
Food.
No, not tonight. You got to go home for that. All right, that being said, I would entertain a motion to...
Real quick, he can do any day next the following week in the evening.
During the week?
Towards the evening, yeah.
Perfect for me.
and we can certainly do that.
Just because we're all here.
Yeah.
So.
No. If we can pin this down, that would be great. So he's saying any evening next week, which is the 26th through the 30th, and the 26th...
I can't the
26th. Well, yeah, the Board of... You can't either. The Board of Appeals thing is going to continue. I would keep that date open if I were you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 26th. Because that's when they're meeting back here again. So, 27th, 28th, 29th. Anybody care? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. People want to get out of town on Friday, I'm sure.
Yeah, what time are we thinking? I do have
I
a call for
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
I'm going to pick a day.
There you go. There's one for Wednesday.
It's fine with me.
I'm waiting on time.
Okay. All right. Wednesday the 28th.
5:30.
Work for everybody? Wednesday,
so
the 28th.
The 28th.
Want to meet here and then go over? I don't know the parking situation.
Oh, you can pull in and get off the road.
Okay.
You can. Right. There's a driveway there that you can pull into.
And you can do
Pendexter.
Right.
5:30, you said?
Yep. 5:30, the 28th.
You were up there for
I missed the
there's ample space.
There's lots of space, yeah.
So that's where that old fire truck is over there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what that was doing down in there.
Mm.
Fire truck?
Yeah, antique truck.
The one driveway.
Yeah.
So can you drive down? Is there a...
Well, there's an area you can pull off the road and into it and park your car, and then we'll walk around.
And Pendexter Road's right there.
Pendex is
across the street. Though.
Yeah, so you got to cross 25
if you
park there.
You can just basically park there and try not to get killed across the street.
Cool. All right, so let's see here. Site one... I must do this right now, or it will go away.
Yep.
Done.
28, 5:30. Cool.
Bring bugs with
you.
Yeah, there could be bugs. There could be bugs.
Bring an umbrella. It might work.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
It's hard to say.
I don't know. Altitude Lou said we're out of the cycle, so.
We'll see.
We shall see. Lion
we'll
sack
see.
Of shit.
All right. So I would entertain a motion to bail.
So move.
Second anyone?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Out of here. The time is
6:54.
I got 6:56 on my
6:56.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.